Shabb Ezra Shem learned Daf Nun of Masech the Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we learned about include the two machlekes Reb Shimon Rabbanan regarding Arba Mises Nimshru LeBezdin, the four methods Bezdin uses to execute a person. Rabbanan hold that skila, stoning, is more chomer, severe than sreifa, burning, while Reb Shimon holds sreifa is more severe than skila. The Rabbanan hold that herig, also known as saif, beheading with a sword, is more chomer, severe than chenik, choking, while Reb Shimon holds chenik is more severe than saif. But they both agree that skila and sreifa are more chomer than both herig and chenik. Machlekes Reb Shimon Rabbanan regarding the punishment of an arusa bas kohen shezinsa, a daughter of a kohen, was mezana while she was an arusa. She accepted kedushin but was not yet married. Regarding a bas Yisrael, the Torah specifies nesua bas Yisrael shezinsa bechenek, a nesua who is mezana receives chenek, an arusa bas Yisrael beskila, an arusa who is mezana receives the more severe skila. However, regarding a bas kohen, the Torah states one general pasuk: bas ish kohen kisechel liznois, but ish tisarif. A bas kohen who is mezana receives sreifa, but there is no indication whether the pasuk refers to a nesua or an arusa. The Rabban hold nesua yetzel sreifa v'loy arusa. Only regarding nesua, the more severe bas kohen receives sreifa and not chenek like a bas Yisrael. While regarding arusa, both bas kohen and bas Yisrael equally receive skila. While Reb Shimon holds achas arusa v'achas nesua yetzel sreifa. Regarding both arusa and nesua, a bas kohen receives sreifa. The machlekes Reb Shimon Rabban regarding madichi ira hanidachas, one who persuades a city to worship avodah zarah. The Rabban hold beskila, the madich receives skila, while the other inhabitants receive only saif. While Reb Shimon holds bechenek, the madich receives chenek, while the other inhabitants receive only saif.